Our first reading for this All Saints Day comes from Revelation chapter 7. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading, also the basis of today's sermon, comes from 1 John chapter 3. "See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let us rise. Gospel according to Matthew 5. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All throughout the day yesterday, Ethan would be asking, "What time is it?" It would not start until afternoon. "What time is it?" And I would answer, "Not yet." "What time is it?" "Not yet." Then about 4 p.m. he'd respond, "But today is Halloween, right?" And I'd say, "Yes, but not yet." Finally, Ethan's mom would say, "You've got to eat something, please clean the table." And Ethan would ask, "Why?" because it's time to trick or treat, but I'm not having you eat it all in candy. What time is it? Now, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. What does it mean to be a saint? I want to mean that it is often being exactly like Ethan, asking what time is it? Sometimes asking back, but it's already All Saints Day, right? And then, quite quickly, the call comes. Now, we are the beloved children of God, right? We'll take a little more time with John's text. Like with all things John, you can never really run out of material. But if I didn't feel guilty about just having a 2-minute sermon, I'd probably stop there. John's first letter moves back and forth. Now, not yet. Now, not yet. Chapter 2 of his letter contains a little poem with the assertion that you have overcome the evil one and you know the Father. And immediately after those heady declarations come the warnings, do not love the world. And in this last hour, the Antichrist has gone out. And we are stuck like Ethan on Halloween in this now and not yet. Because the Messiah has already come. And when Jesus was raised from the dead, the age to come came into being. It came into being a little out of order, a little before anybody expected it, but it opened a door. We now pass from this evil age into that promised next age through Jesus Christ, through being born again from above, through water and the Word. The rich young man asked, "What must I do to inherit the age to come?" And Jesus told him, and like he told Nicodemus, "Be born again." And we are given that new birth through a couple of things that come from outside of us. The Word of God is proclaimed to us. Somebody at some time told you about the kingdom, and it resonated. Somebody at some time poured those waters over you and declared you a child of God. When we hear that word, "Your sins are forgiven by the blood of Jesus," we remember that baptism. The old Adam is daily drowned. We remember that now we are residents of the kingdom. We are saints. We are the holy ones. And it's not because of anything that we have done. God has done this. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. But in his wisdom, we still reside for a time in this age. One would think that if we had been given such a great gift as being the children of God, that it would be immediately evident. If Donald Trump's kids get to drive around in Lamborghinis, what about the children of God? Solid from the lesser to the greater reasoning, right? But John immediately turns us back to the Son. This age didn't know him. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. So are the saints immediately evident? No. And as long as we are in this world, there's that problem of recognition. The Antichrist has gone out and has been busy from John's day until now, hiding that door into the new age. If we look with the eyes of the world, like my lust for a Mercedes-Benz, we will never see it. It is only seen with the eyes of faith. The eyes of the world see a peasant killed in a horrible way on a cross. The eyes of the world see a bunch of people who are deluded. The world sees foolishness and weakness. Faith sees the door. Now we live by faith. Not yet we live by sight. When he appears, we shall be like him, because then we shall see him as he is. So we do now know. But the ground of that knowledge is faith. This might be the biggest countercultural claim I'll make, because faith is not some woo-woo term, but it's a real ground. It's God's chosen ground for the best knowledge in this now. We know that God loves us by faith. We know where we are going by faith. We know we are forgiven by faith. We know that God abides with us by faith. We are God's children now, by faith. And faith is absolutely something real. We know. Faith is the solid ground. We are enabled to stand in the trial on faith. When everything else washes away like sand, faith is the rock that holds secure. And what we are looking forward to is the fulfillment of that faith. We are looking forward to the trick-or-treat at the end. We are looking forward to when he appears and the wedding feast begins. Now we know. Now we can experience this in veiled ways, in, with, and under the bread and wine, but not yet made manifest to all. Now by faith, not yet by sight. Since hope and faith are internal things, it really isn't ours to judge such things, but there is something under our control, and that is how we act. Do we act according to the world's desires, the desires of the hopeless and faithless, or do we act as those who have hope? And everyone who hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. Why are the saints called saints, literally the holy ones? They are made holy by God. And through hope in that which is not yet, saints practice acting now out of that hope. The text would continue after our reading to expand on this by saying, everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous, as he is righteous. In the now, when the world doesn't get it, the saints practice righteousness. They do not make a practice of sinning. And that righteousness is given specific form by two things. It's given by the reality of the life of Jesus Christ, as he himself is pure. The perfect love demonstrated on the cross. The perfect love demonstrated in his calls to repentance. The perfect love in living for others, particularly for his bride, the church, the great cloud of all saints. The life of Jesus is our model, but as Jesus himself said, he did not come to do away with the law, but to fulfill it. The second place we can turn to understand what saints practice is the law. The summary of that law is love. Love God and love your neighbor as yourself. We are now no longer under the law. The now of Jesus on that cross has taken away the power of the law to damn us. But the law has not been yet made full in us. We practice it. On that final day, we won't need it, because we will see it in its fullness. We will live in love without those external helps. But that day is not yet. Now we are not lawless, because that is sin. Now we practice love through it. So the saints might often find themselves asking, what time is it? It seems late. Isn't it time for the candle? There is a longing for that day. The saints at rest feel the same longing. One of the few bits of scripture that mention the saints at rest has them asking, how long? Appropriate to the children of God, looking forward to good things. Saints in warfare and saints at rest still share this, because we still await the not yet. When he appears, we shall be like him. We live in this now and not yet. Now we are children, full of faith and hope and love that the Father has given us, all of which point to a fulfillment, a day when hope is knowledge, and faith is sight, and love is not practiced, but natural. Amen.